B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shkolim Davov. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, at the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Hamechanis Mois, if somebody's collecting small coins, he's collecting towards his Machzis HaShekel, he has to bring to the Beis HaMikdosh. Vo'emarin, he says, Hare Eilu l'shikli, these are for my Shkolim. I'm starting to collect them. So what happens if after he finishes collecting, he counts all the coins and he sees he has more than a half a shekel? What happens to the remaining coins? That the change, the extra coins, they are given for the nedava, since he set them aside, having in mind or thinking that this was for the machzis hashekel, it becomes hektish. But you cannot give to the machzis hashekel more than the machzis hashekel, so it's hektish. And since it's hektish, it goes to the nedava. It's given to the Beis HaMikdosh, and they would use those coins whenever the Beis HaMikdosh, whenever the Mizbeach was a little bit empty and they needed korbonis to put onto the Mizbeach, Kayetz HaMizbeach, it's called, they would use these coins. Or Beis Hillel Oimrim. Beis Hillel say, since it was a mistake, and not like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel say that Hekdesh betos, if somebody mistakenly makes something Hekdesh, it's not considered Hekdesh. And therefore, Moisron, these extra coins, Chulin, they are just regular Chulin coins. Continues the Mishnah. What happens if he didn't say, Hare Eilu l'shkolai, these coins are for my shekel? Rather, he said, She'ovi mehen, I'm going to bring from these coins, I'm going to take my shkolai, my half a shekel. Then Shovin, both Beis Hillel as well as Beis Shammai, they both agree, Shamoisar chulin. Because he never said, these coins are for the half a shekel. He said, I will take half a shekel from these coins. Obviously, only planning to take half a shekel, and the rest was going to be chulin. Continues the Mishnah, Eilu lechatosi, if somebody says that these coins are designated, are set aside for my korban chatos, and this is similar to the first case in the Mishnah, Eilu leshkolai, he's collecting coins for a korban chatos, and then when he actually buys his korban chatos, he realizes he has more coins than he needs. Shovin, everybody agrees, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shamoisar nedova, that the remaining coins are nedova, they get given to the Beis HaMikdosh. Which means even Beis Hillel, who said previously regarding the Shkolim that the remaining coins are chulin, regarding the chatos, they're not chulin. And we'll see what the difference is between chatos and shekels. She'ovi mehen chatosi, however, says the Mishnah, if somebody says, I'm going to separate and bring a korban chatos from these coins, that means from part of these coins, as many as I need, shovin shamayisar chulin, like we saw in the second case in the Mishnah, since he never said, these coins will be a chatos, rather, I'll take the money for the chatos from these coins, whatever remains was never intended to be for the chatos and is chulin. Continues the Mishnah, Omer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said as follows, and it could be that Reb Shimon is actually explaining Beis Hillel, and it could be not, and that's something we're going to see in the Gemara. But Reb Shimon says, Ma bein shkolim lechatos. What's the difference between shkolim and chatos? That regarding the chatos, the remaining coins are nedova, and regarding shkolim, the remaining coins are chulin. This is certainly true according to Beis Hillel, but we'll see in the Gemara there might even be a case that Beis Shammai agree that the remaining coins of Shkolim are Chulin, and Reb Shimon's trying to understand why should the remainder of the coins of Shkolim be Chulin, whereas those of the Chatos should be Nedova. Says Reb Shimon, Elo shel Shkolim yesh lohem kitzva, because when it comes to the Shkolim, then it's very fixed. Half a shekel, you can't give more. He'osher lo yarbe, vadal lo yamit, you give exactly half a shekel. And therefore, beyond the half a shekel is chulin. Ulechatos, however, for a korban chatos, ein lo kitzva. A korban chatos could cost any amount of money. And therefore, if you say these coins are collecting for a chatos, even though it happens to be that the korban chatos you chose to buy was worth less than the coins you'd collected, but it didn't have to be that way. And therefore, the coins you collected may well have been separated, designated for a chatos, and therefore they are hektish, they are nedova, and not chulin. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda argued with Rabbi Shimon and says, I don't understand. Even regarding shkolim, is it true that shkolim are only ever worth exactly a half a shekel, and therefore the remainder of the coins are chulin? It's not true. We find that even shkolim, sometimes they would bring more than the typical half a shekel. Shekasha'olu Yisrael min ha'goylo. When Klal Yisrael came up after the Golos Bovel, after 70 years in Golos, and only a minority of Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, and there was not enough money in the half a shekels to buy all the Korbanos Tzibur, then at that point, hoyu shoklin darkoinos, then they would take a darkoinos, which are much bigger coins. We'll soon see exactly how that works, but and how much this darkoin, these darkoinos are actually worth two whole shkolim of the Torah, and they would take half a darkoin, which is a whole shekel, which is double what they would take otherwise, in order to make sure there's enough funding there. That's when they came up from the Golos. Chozru afterwards, they'll chozru lishkoil sloim. Afterwards, they would take half a sela, and half a sela is a typical, was back to the regular machtis hashekel of the Torah. Chozru lishkoil tvoin. And then afterwards, at a point later, then when the sloim were no longer in currency, in circulation, they would use the tvoin. And the tvoin are also the same value as the half a sela. The tvoin they would bring as, or in place of a half a shekel, it was worth half a shekel of the Torah. And at some point, they, when there were plenty of people in Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to actually make the machtis hashekel go down below the level of the regular machtis hashekel that they had in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, because that they thought and assumed that since they could up the value of a half a shekel by saying take half a darkoin, they assumed that the main thing is you take half of an existing coin, as long as it's half of a coin in circulation, that's machtis hashekel. So they wanted to bikshu lishkoil dinrin. They actually wanted to take a quarter of a shekel, which is half of the regular machtza shekel, and that was these dinrin. V'loi kiblu mehen, however, they did not allow them. They said the minimum that has to be brought is the amount that of the machtza shekel brought in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It can be more if it's half of an existing coin. It cannot be less. So Rav Yehuda is asking Rav Shimon, so you see that there was the machtzis hashekel, so to speak, was also fluctuating. It could also go up, and it should be the same as the chatos, that the coins that you separated and you collected for the machtzis hashekel, even if it's more than the machtzis hashekel, it should also be in the nedava and not chulin. Says the Gemara, no. Om Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon answered and said, not the Mishnah, not the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Rav Shimon says, Afal pikein yad kulom shove. It's true that there were times in history where everybody gave more, but then everybody gave the same. It was not something that was more or less. Everybody gave half a darkoin, which was a whole shekel, not half a shekel. But it wasn't one person more, one person less. And therefore, the coins that you collected, you only intended to collect as much as everybody was giving. The remaining coins are chulin. However, avul chatos, zeh mevi besela, zeh mevi b'shtayim, zeh mevi b'sholish. A chatos is an animal. And an animal could cost one, it could cost two, could cost three sela. And since it was not fixed, therefore any and all the money that you set aside and collected is for the chatos. And therefore, the change is kodosh. It's not chulin and is lenedova, says the Gemara. Hamachanes v'chulu, and this is referring to the first case. In the Mishnah says if somebody collects coins and he says, I'm collecting these coins towards my machtzis hashekel or towards my chatos, then we saw that in the case of the machtzis hashekel, there's a machlokes b'shamay and b'shilel. B'shamay say the remaining coins are a nedova, b'shilel say it's chulin, but regarding the chatos, everybody says that it is a nedova. Says the Gemara, and there's now going to be a machlekes. It's a machlekes b'das Rebbe Lezer. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rebbe Lezer. Rabbi Yosi says in the name of Rebbe Lezer, Ma pligin, where's there a machlekes b'shilel and b'shamay? And we explain the machlekes is if hektish b'tos is called hektish or not called hektish. It's only b'machanes prutrut, is when he's collecting small coins. He's collecting little coins and heading towards the machtzis hashekel, and then, so to speak, he collected more coins than necessary, there it was indeed a mistake. It was a hektish betos. He didn't realize he'd already had the machtis hashekel. And there we had Beis Shammai who say that the kiddushei tos, the hektish betos, is called hektish, and Beis Hillel say that hektish betos is not called hektish. However, Abel Bo'emir, if somebody takes a handful of coins and he's aware, he knows exactly that he's got a handful of coins, which is more than half a shekel, and he says, Eilu l'shkolai, all these coins are for my machtes ha-shekel, there Rabbi Yossi says in the name of a blazer, Kol am moida, everybody agrees, sh'amoisron nedova, that he intends to make them all hektish, but since you cannot make more than a machtes ha-shekel hektish, the remaining ones are also for hektish, for nedova, for the kayetz ha-mizbeach, not for the machtes ha-shekel, but it's hektish. You can't say that it's hektish betos, and therefore it's chulin. There was no tos, there was no mistake. You knew exactly how many coins you had in your hand. That was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chia says that Rav Beva b'shem Rabbi Lezer, Rav Beva in the name of Rabbi Lezer says the opposite. He says, Ma pligin b'machanis prutrut. The machlekas, as we said before, is only when he was collecting the coins towards his machtes ha-shekel. Aval bo'omer, if he takes a handful of coins and says, Eilu l'shkolai, kule al mamoid over here, even Beis Shammai will agree, shem hamoisron chulin, that the remaining coins are chulin. Because Beis Shammai only says, if you're collecting, and you by mistake collected too many coins, Beis Shammai says that making something hektish, by mistake, it's hektish. Over here, it's not a mistake. You knew lekatchila that you're making more than half a shekel for the half a shekel. You can't do that. This is not a mistake. And since you cannot take more than half a shekel, in this case, even Beis Shammai will agree that the remaining coins are chulin. Continues the Gemara Omer Pchia, Masnita Messiah L'Rav Bivi. We have proof from a Mishnah to what Rav Biva said, that in the case where you have a handful of coins, that everybody agrees that the remaining coins are chulin. Ditnan we learnt, Omer Pshimon, we learnt in our Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? Omer Pshimon, Ma bein shkolim l'chatos. What's the difference between shkolim and chatos? That shchatos, the remaining coins are always nedova, and shkolim, the remaining coins are always. Everybody agrees that there is a case that the remaining coins are always chulin. So what's Reb Shimon say? He explains. Elosh shkolim yesh lem kitzva, l'chatos ein lem kitzva. Shkolim, there's a fixed amount, it's a half a shekel, not more, and therefore everybody agrees that the coins are chulin. But in chatos, it's not a fixed amount, and therefore everyone agrees that the coins are kitzva. Ma nan kayomin, in what case is it true that, according to Reb Shimon, that shkolim are always the remainder, according to everybody, the remaining coins are chulin? Im bo'omer sh'ovim mehen. If it's talking about a case where he said, I'm going to bring from these coins, then bekulon hamutarim chulin. Then even in the case of chatos we saw in the Mishnah, if he says that I'm going to separate the chatos from these coins, then even by chatos the remainder is chulin. Elo, kianan kaimin. And you can't say that it's talking about the machanis mois, because they're not, everybody says by the shkolim, not everyone says it's chulin. It's machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai don't say it's chulin. So then, what's the question of Reb Shimon? It seems Reb Shimon says that the case of shkolim, everybody agrees, is chulin, the remainder is chulin, in a case that it's not, that does not apply to chatos. So it cannot be the regular machanis mois. It cannot be that he says that he's taking mehen, because then even chatos, the remainder is chulin. Elo, ki anan kaiminon. It must be talking about bo'omer elu, when he says that a handful of coins, and says these are for the machtes ha-shekel, and that's where Reb Shimon is saying that shkolim, in the case of shkolim, alideisha kitzvoson min ha-Torah, since it's very fixed by the Torah that you cannot take more than half a shekel, then moisron chulin, then the remainder are chulin according to everybody, because you cannot give more than half a shekel, exactly like Rav Biva said. However, chatos alideisha in kitzvoson min ha-Torah, but by chatos where it's not fixed by the Torah, then moisron nedova, the remaining is nedova. So you see here clearly from our Mishnah, the fact that Reb Shimon is associating to a case that shkolim, everybody agrees, moisron chulin, and not by chatos, it must be like Rav Biva. That is the proof from our Mishnah to Rav Biva. Asks the Gemara, Ma Ovid lo Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. Well, what's Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi understood in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Then in that case, where you take a handful of coins, everybody agrees that the remainder is Nedova. So then what's Rabbi Shimon asking? In what case is it that with Shkolim it's Chulin and with Chatos it's Nedova? Answers the Gemara, Pasar lo, he's going to explain it, but Mechanes Prutrut Ukabez Hillel. Indeed, he'll have to explain that Rav Shimon is actually only explaining Beis Hillel. And in a case where he's slowly collecting money for the shekel. So in the case where he's collecting for the shekel, Beis Hillel say, the remaining coins are chulin. And when he's collecting coins for the chatos, then Beis Hillel agreed the remaining coins are nedova. And Rav Shimon is coming to explain Beis Hillel. Continues the Gemara, Vataninon. What about a Mishnah we're going to learn later in Halacha Dalet, that Moisar Shkolin Chulin, that when you have leftover Shkolin, and we assume that we're talking about a case where everybody agrees with this, that the Moisar Shkolin is Chulin, and we assume that he's talking about a case where he says, these coins are for my Machzer Shekel, and it says in the Mishnah, they're Chulin, that they are chulin, not nedava. So again, this is proof to Rav Biva, not to Rav Yosi. Says the Gemara, no. Posar lo b'mechanes prutrut ukebeis Hillel. The Mishnah there is following Beis Hillel. And indeed, according to Beis Hillel, Moisar Shkolin chulin is not talking about only, well, it's not talking about a case where you have a handful of coins. According to Rav Yosi, indeed, there, everybody will say that it's nedava. It's talking about, when it says there's chulin, it's talking about where he's slowly collecting for the shkolim and is following Beis Hillel that the leftover coins are chulin. Continues the Gemara. Hamafrish shikloi, if somebody separates his machzis ha-shekel, v'somashu chayev, he takes a machzis ha-shekel and says this is a machzis ha-shekel. He assumed, he thought that he was still chayev. V'nimtzo she'in chayev, and then it transpired, somehow he became aware that he's not chayev to bring a machzis ha-shekel. In that case, the Gemara says, lo yikedesh, it's a mistake, and this coin is not kodesh, it was a mistake. Hamafrish shnayim, however, if somebody takes two machzis ha-shekels, and v'sovar shu chayev shnayim, he thinks he's chayev to bring two half shekels. V'nimtzo she'in chayev elo echot, and in this case, one of the coins are he's definitely chayev, but he separated two. What's he do now with the second coin? Can you just choose any one coin and say the second coin is chulin? Or do we say no? Since you separated two coins and one of them is definitely kodesh, is definitely machzis ha-shekel, what's with the second one? What do we do with that second half a shekel? Says the Gemara, nishmano min hado. Can we assume or can we learn that it's similar to another halacha that we know? That if somebody says, hifrish chatos, if somebody takes an animal and says, I'm chayev a korban chatos, this is my korban chatos. V'somashu chayev, he thought that he was chayev. V'nimtzo she'inei chayev. And then he realized he's not chayev. Lo kadesh. This animal is not kodesh. It's a mistake. Hayifrish shtayim. What happens if he separated two animals for a korban chatos? V'sovashu chayev shtayim. And he thought that he's chayev two korban chatoses. V'nimtzo she'inei chayev elo achas. And then he realized he's only chayev one. Then oiso shnio, that second one, roya. You have to let it graze in the fields until it gets a mum, and then you can redeem it, and then you can use it for, and then it gets used, the coins are used for hektish. So the question is, can we say that, how do we compare the case of shkolim to the case of chatos? Says the hocha, ma ovedle, what do you do here in the case of the shkolim? So the Gemara says, that Commander Omar, Elu Nedova, this is similar to a person who takes a whole handful of coins and he says that this handful of coins is going to be for the Machzis HaShekel, and there's more coins there than he actually needs. So according to the opinion that says that when you take Elu, when you take a handful of coins, that it's a Nedova, Hochanami so too, and he took two Machzis HaShekels thinking he was Chayev two, when really he was only Chayev one, Elu le Nedova, then it will be for a Nedova. However, according to the Manda Omar, that Commander Omar lechulin, but the Commander Omar who says that when you take a handful of coins, the remaining coins is chulin, then hochanami lechulin, so too, in this case where he took two coins, thinking or by mistake that he's chayev two, and in truth he's only chayev one, then the remaining, the second shekel, or the second machzah shekel, is actually going to be chulin. And for those of you who are noticing that I'm not reading the Gemara exactly with the words that we have, then as I've mentioned previously, I'm trying to stick primarily with the Giras of the Vilna Gaon and the explanations of his Talmud, the Taklin Chaditin, and that's how we're reading the Gemaras, and Emir Tzashem will continue doing so through the Masechta. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we're going back to the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Shimon, why are you taking it for granted that Machzis HaShekel is always fixed? You see that it wasn't fixed. There were times where they would bring even more than a Machzis HaShekel. Says the Gemara, and what did we see in the Mishnah? That there was a point when the Klal Yisrael came back from the Golas that they would take Darkoinois. There was a time they would take Sloim, a time they would take Tvoin. They wanted to take Dinrin, but it was had gone down below the value of the original half a shekel, and therefore they did not allow that. Says the Gemara, Darkoinois, what are Darkoinois? Dinrin, which means that a typical Darkoin is a large gold coin that was made, that comprised a value of a number of dinrin, and really a darkoin is two sloim, and in practical terms, they would bring a chetzi, a machatzis of a darkoin. A darkoin itself is two shekels of the Torah, and half a darkoin is a full shekel, is a single sela, which is a full shekel of Torah, which is a double of the good old Machzis HaShekel from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazur Lishkoil, afterwards, they changed that to Sloin, that they would bring half a Sela, a Machzis HaSela, Kumashmoy, which is, as we understand, a Sela is a full shekel of the Torah. A Sela is really two shekel of those times, which was a full shekel of the value of the Machzis HaShekel of the Torah. They would bring half, which is exactly a half a shekel. Chazru Lishkoil Tvoin, they would then use the coins, not the Sloim coins, they would use the Tvoin coins. They would bring, as a Machzis HaShekel, they would bring a coin called Tvoin, which was Palga Sloin, which was half a Sela, and that's the same value as Sloin, when they would take the Sloin, but what used to be half a Sela is now called a Tvoin. It's just a different coin, but the value is the same. It didn't go up or down. It was the value of the Machzis HaShekel of the Torah. Bikshu Lishkoil, at some point, they wanted to have a Machzis HaShekel to save money. The Machzis HaShekel should be half of the Dinrin, Lishkoil Dinrin, and Dinrin is half. That means they wanted to take a chetzi dinner, which means a machatzis of a dinner, which is the value of kartin, which is actually a quarter of a sela, which is just half of a machatzis hashekel of the Torah. V'lo kiblu alein, and they did not allow it because they said you cannot bring machatzis hashekel less than the value of the machatzis hashekel of the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Min hado, where did they learn this from? From a pasuk. The pasuk says in Nehemiah, Veheemadnu oleinu. That means that we took upon ourselves mitzvois losis oleinu shlishis hashekel, to take a shlishis hashekel. Doesn't really mean a shekel, it means a third of what was then called, so to speak, a shekel. It's actually a third of a darkoin. Shlishis hashekel bashono lavoidas beis elikeinu, that they took upon themselves to take a third of a darkoin, which is more, just a little bit more than the Machzis HaShekel. What do you mean they had to take upon themselves? Does that mean that there was actually a risk of just not bringing a Machzis HaShekel? They had to take upon themselves to bring a Machzis HaShekel? Of course not. They would never undermine a mitzvah in the Torah. Rather, what it's talking about is that they wanted that the value of the Machzis should be less than the half a shekel. They took upon themselves to take no less than the value of the Machzis HaShekel from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Continues the Gemara, Chilkiya b'shem Reb Acha, that Mikan, from this posuk that it says shlishis, it doesn't say that they would take shlish HaShekel, a third. They would take shlishis, they would learn from there, Shetzarech Odom l'shalish shikloi gimel pomim b'shono, that a person should take three times a year, a person should take shkolim and give it to tzedakah. This has nothing to do with machzah shekel, and this is just the halacha that 3 times a year a person should give the tzedakah. And this is not really following the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tes. It's another opinion, but here it says that 3 times a year they would bring the money for tzedakah. Mikan, also we learn from here, she'ein matrichen al atzibur yoisem migimel pomim vashono, because it uses the term shlishis, we learn from there, it shouldn't be more than lots of 3, and don't burden the tzibur by asking them for tzedakah more than 3 times a year. Omer b'ovin, mikan, from here you see, and these are halachas we're going to learn about later in the Masechta, legimel so'in, mikan l'sholish kupois, mikan gimel hafroshes, we're going to see later that 3 times a year they withdrew money from the chambers, they put it into 3 money boxes called kupois, and each one there was gimel soin. All that you learn from this interesting word, shlishis. Ksiv, zeh says the Gemara, continues the Gemara, ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, zeh yitnu kol ha'oiver ala pkudim, that the machzis ha'shekel is given, this is given, who has to give it? Kol ha'oiver ala pkudim. And the pasuk continues that anyone that was counted, that went through the consensus, and we've already discussed previously exactly what that means, and the pasuk there continues, machtzis ha'shekel, he has to bring a machtzis ha'shekel, b'shekel ha'kodesh, esrim geira ha'shekel, machtzis ha'shekel, trumo l'ashem. This is the source that one has to bring, machtzis ha'shekel, every year. The question is that, this shekel, what is that? Or more accurately, why do we have to bring this machtzis ha'shekel? What was the reasoning behind it? So it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya, there's a discussion. Chad Omar, one of them held, lefi shechotu b'mechtzis hayom. When they did the egel, then they did the egel when? In the middle of the day. The middle of the day means after half of the day has passed, before the second half of the day came. And since they did the avera after half a day, they have to bring a half a shekel to atone for them. Yitnu machtzis ha'shekel, they have to bring a machtzis ha'shekel to atone for them. V'chad Omar, one of the opinions hold, lefi shechotu b'shei shois b'yoyim, since they did the avera after 6 hours, that means it's focusing not on the half, but focusing on the 6. That after 6 hours of the day, yitnu machtzis ha'shekel, they should give a machtzis ha'shekel, d'ovad shito garmosin, which is comprised of 6 garmosim. Rabbi Shua b'Reb Nechemya, Mishum Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, lefi she'ovru al aseres hadibrois, because they transgressed the aseres hadibrois, ye'enoisen kol echod ve'echod asoro geiro, every person has to give 10 geiro, and this is also a source for the machzis ha'shekel. And the Vilna Gaon here in Mishnas Eliyahu explains that these 3 averas, so to speak, or these 3 explanations allude to the 3 different types of shkolim that they would bring. There would be darboinois, as we saw before, and that's at one point, and darkoinois, sorry, and there's another point where they would bring sloim, another point where they would bring tvoin, and they correspond to these 3 averas. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Rachia, Reb Levi b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish, lefi shemachru b'chayro shel Rachel, since the Shvatim sold Yosef HaTzadik, who was the firstborn of Rachel Imenu, be'esrim kesef, they sold him for 20 silver coins, yeh kol echot ve'echot poida es b'noi b'chayroi be'esrim kesef. And that's why every person, when he redeems his firstborn child, has to redeem him with esrim kesef. Reb Pinchas b'shem Reb Levi, lefi shemachru b'chayro shel Rachel b'esrim kesef, because the brothers sold Yosef for 20 silver coins, which is 20 dinrin, which is, as we saw before, the 5 sloim of the Pidin HaBen. But he says, v'nofa l'kol echod v'echod mem tiv'o. There were 20 silver dinrin, 20 silver coins. How many people were included in Mechiras Yosef? Well, there were 10 brothers there, but Reuven was not part of it, and Binyamin was not part of it, so that leaves us with just 9, but Yosef was part of it because he caused them to be jealous of him, and therefore altogether you had 10. So if you take the 20 silver coins and divide it by 10, v'nofa l'kol echod ve'echod mehen, then it works out that for each of them there was tiv'o, which is what we said before is the chozu lishkoel tiv'in, and tivin is 2 silver coins. That's the machtzis ha'shekel. The ha'shekel afikoch yeh kol echod ve'echod noisin shikloi tivo. And that's why every person brings the machtzis ha'shekel, which is the value of tivo. continues the next Mishnah. The Vav Amud Beis. Moisar Shkolim Chulin. When there's left over, there's a remainder of coins that were set aside, that were collected for the Machtes HaShekel, and he collected more than the Machtes HaShekel, the remainder Chulin, as we said before, this is the opinion of Bis Hillel in the Mishnah we saw on Amud Aleph. Moisar Asiris Ha'ifa. Asiris Ha'ifa is a measure that was used for a mincha, and if money was put aside for this flower of the Asiris Ha'ifa, the tenth of an Ha'ifa flower, and there was leftover money, we're going to see in the Gemara soon which mincha this is talking about. Or Moisar Knei Zovin. If somebody put money aside to buy a pair of birds for the Zovin, or Knei Zovis, or for the Zovis who had to bring the two birds, or Knei Yoldos, or women after birth would have to bring these pair of birds, or money was set aside for Chatois, for Korban Chatos, for Ashomis, for Korban Ashom, Moisran, the remainder of all these coins, if more money was collected and put aside than was needed, Nedova, they stay Hegdash, they stay for the Beis HaMikdash, but they are not used for the things they were collected for, rather they are put aside as a nedava for the Kayetz HaMizbeach. There was a special box where these coins would be put, and whenever the Mizbeach needed to be put some to be filled up, they would buy Korbanos Oila with these coins. Zeakral, there's a rule. Kol Shu Ba L'Shem Chatos U'Mishom Ashma. Any korban, any money that's set aside for either a chatos or an osham, which is for averus, moistron, the leftover money, nedava gets put aside for a nedava. Continues the Mishnah, moiser oila. If you collected money and or put money aside for a korban oila, and now you bought the korban oila, you have remaining coins la oila. They are used to buy a korban oila. Moiser mincha. If you have money left over that was set aside for mincha, le mincha is used to buy korban mincha. Moisar shlomim le shlomim. Moisar ha-pesach. If you have money left over, and for that matter, if you have a korban pesach itself that was left over after pesach, that means a korban pesach shloi bezmane, which means not on erev pesach afternoon, it's called moisar ha-pesach, and the halacha is le shlomim. We learned about this at length in Maseches Psachim, that Moisar HaPesach has the status of a Korban Shlomim. It's a Chiddush. We'll see in the Gemara where we learn it from. Moisar Nazirim, if they collected money for the poor people who had become Nazirim, and now they had to pay for their Korbonis at the end of the Nazirus, and there was money left over, the Nazirim, that money gets kept aside for a future Nazirim who need it. Moisar Nazir, however, if an individual himself set money aside for the Korbonis of his Nazirus, then the remaining money is Lenedova, is gets put aside for the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Ad Da'ano Tamon, whilst I was still in Bovel, Shomis Kol Rav Yehuda, I heard the voice of Rav Yehuda, Sho'al Shmuel, who asked Shmuel the following question. Hifrish Shikla, if somebody takes a Machtes HaShekel, he separates and says, this is for Machtes HaShekel. Umeis, and then this person died before the Machtes HaShekel actually found its way to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the halacha? Omerli, Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Yiplu L'Nedova. Those coins, they go L'Nedova. Moiser Asiris Ha'ifa, Sheloi. What happens if a Kohen Gadol, we know that Kohen Gadol, every single day had to bring a mincha, which was Asiris Ha'ifa. What happens if the Kohen Gadol he set aside money for his Asiris Ha'ifa, and now he's got some coins that are left that he didn't need to use? What happens to this Moisar? Rabbi Yechanan Oma Yehilichem Yeliyam HaMelech. Rabbi Yechanan says, you're not allowed to benefit from it, you cannot do anything with it. The Lashon of the Taklin Chadatin is Loi Nenin V'loi Moyalin Boy, you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Rebleza Oimer, Yiplun Nedova. Rebleza says that it's given as a Nedova. Says the Gemara, Masnita Pliga al Rabbi Yechanan. We seem to have proof from a Mishnah against Rabbi Yechanan. What does it say now, Mishnah? Moisa Shkolim Chulin. The remaining coins of the Shkolim are Chulin. Moisa Asiris Ha'ifa. But if you have remaining coins of Asiris Ha'ifa, or Moisa Knezovim or Knezovis, The Mishnah says explicitly that if you have a Moisar of Asiris Aifa, that it goes le Nedova, not like Rabbi Eichnon said, that it's Yelicham le Yam HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Ma'ovid le Rabbi Eichnon. What's Rabbi Eichnon going to do with this Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Pasar lo Moisar Asiris Aifa, Shel Minchas Choyta, Shel Yisrael. It's actually not talking about the Asiris Aifa of the Kohen Gadol. The Asiris Aifa of the Kohen Gadol, that mincha indeed, it gets put to the Yam HaMelech. However, the Mishnah that says that it gets put to Nedova is talking about a regular minchas choita. And those, in, even though in most cases chatos and asham is not a mincha, but there's three averas where the type of chatos a person has to bring is dependent on his financial ability, whether he brings an animal or brings birds or whether he brings a mincha. And the remaining money of those minchas choita, they go to Nedova. As we saw in the Mishnah, that anything which is chatois or ashamois is moiser, is Nedova. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Aldo Olil Abba Barbo, and this is somebody called Avua de Shmuel, was called Abba Bar, Abba or Abba Barbo, and he objected to the following. That he heard that minayin shapesach mishtane l'shem shlomim. What's the source that a korban pesach that was not brought or is not offered on erev pesach afternoon that it changes and becomes a shlomim? Talmud leimer, we learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says ve'im minatzoin korbanoi, that if you have a korban, any korban that's brought from one's flock, a flock is typically either sheep or goats, and if you brought any korban, for example, a korban pesach which is brought only from tzoin, and what does it say in the pasuk? Lezevach hashlomim, that it gets brought, if it's shelo bizmanoi, if it's not erev pesach afternoon, it gets brought as a shlomim. Kol shehu min hatzoin, any korban which is brought from tzoin, namely the korban pesach, is bo shlomim. If it's shelo bizmanoi, it's not erev pesach in the afternoon, it's brought as a shlomim. That is what Avuah de Shmuel, or this is what Abba Barba heard, and he objected to that. Hey Sivon, that means what was his objection? Hare Oilo, if in the same way as you say that Korban Pesach that's brought from the flock is a shlomim, because it says if it's shlei bizmano, it's a shlomim, because it says v'im minatzoin korbonoi, then lezevach zevach shlomim, then the pasuk says Hare Oilo minatzoin. Oila is also brought from a flock. And why don't we say there that anything that's a korban oila, which is past its time, you don't need it anymore as an oila, then it should be brought to shlomim. And that's contrary to what we said in the Mishnah. In our Mishnah we said that moisar oila, la oila. It doesn't become a shlomim, it becomes an oila. Says the Gemara, no. Dovar she'ein bo elo minatzoin. No, it's something, a type of korban that can only be brought from the flock, then only they become a shlomim. Yotzos oila, this excludes the oila shehi bo afilu min abokor. A korban oila, it's true you can bring a korban oila from the flock, but you can also bring a korban oila from the cattle. And since it's not only from the tzoin, therefore it's not included in im minatzoin korbonoi lezevach shlomim, and therefore it's not a contradiction to the Mishnah that moisar oila is oila. Hay Sivun, he asked a following question. Hare osham, how about a korban osham? A korban osham cannot be brought from cattle, it can only be brought from flock. And nonetheless, when it says in the Mishnah that if you bring it l'shem osham, moisar osham, it says that anything which is l'shem chatos or m'shem ashma osham, the moisar is nedova. It doesn't say it becomes a shlomim. Why is osham not included in the pasuk of v'im minatoin korbonoi lezevach shlomim? Omer of bun bar kahano? No. Min hatzoin. Dova shebo mikol hatzoin. When the pasuk says that im minatoin korbonoi, that a korban that is brought from flock, then when it's not brought for what it's supposed to be at the right time, namely a korban pesach, then it becomes a shlomim. That's only if it can be brought from any flock, either sheep or goats. However, yotza osham, this excludes an osham she'enei bo elo minakvosim bilvad, it can only be brought from a sheep and not from goats. and therefore it's not a contradiction. Indeed, v'iminatzoyin korbono is rezevach hashlomim is only referring to korban Pesach, and korban osham, moisar osham, is lenedova. Asks the Gemara, b'chol atar at omar min lemait. Every time we know that when it says min of from, it's to exclude. It's just some of, not all. Over here, what did we just say now? Why is Moisar Osham not Shlomim? Why is Moisar Osham not included in V'im min atzoyin korbonoi? So we said, because V'im min atzoyin korbonoi is only if it can be brought from all of the tzoyin, also sheep, also goats. And this excludes the Osham that cannot be brought from goats. So it's the Gemara now thought that we're learning from the words min hatzoin. Since it says v'im min hatzoin, from the sheep, from the flock, it would seem that the Gemara meant to say that min means from all type of flock, also goats, also sheep, to exclude the osham. Since when do we use the word min to include, and to include a larger bracket? Normally min excludes. B'chol atar, in every other place, at omar min lemait, the word min comes to exclude. V'kan at mar, here you say that min is lerabois, the word min is including. It's only true that v'im min atzoyin korbonoi lezevach hashlomim, if it's marbe, if it includes, not excludes, if it includes also goats, also sheep. Answers the Gemara, omar of mona, hochanami, you made a mistake, you didn't understand. Over here, we're not learning out from the word min, we're learning out from the words hatzoyin, the extra hay. That means hatzoin, it's got to be from all the flock. And that excludes osham. The word min is to exclude. What's it excluding? Other halachas it excludes. It's talking about the korban Pesach, which is the only korban which is min hatzoin, which is brought exclusively from flock and can be brought from any flock, also goats, also sheep. And what's the min is coming to exclude by korban Pesach? What is it excluding? Hochanami, here too, min is lemait, is coming to exclude. Miut she'ene bo min ben shteishonim, that the korban Pesach cannot be brought if the animal is already in its second year. And miut she'ene bo nekeva, the korban Pesach cannot be brought from a female animal, only from a male animal. Asks the Gemara, hey Sivun, he asked the following objection. V'oksiv, so we've understood, v'im min hatzoin korbonoi, what did we say from there? That this korban Pesach that's brought exclusively from all types of tzoyin, then when it's brought shaloi bezmanoi, it's lezevach shlomim. It becomes a shlomim. But there's another posuk. It says v'im min hatzoyin korbonoi, the same opening. And what does it say? Minakvosim oy minoizim, a different posuk, few psukim later, that any korban that's brought from flock, from sheep and from goats, la'oilo, for an oilo. So why don't we learn from this pasuk that Moisar HaPesach is not Shlomim, but it's oilo? Me'ato, if you're going to learn from this pasuk that Moisar HaPesach bo oilo, that Moisar HaPesach is a korban oilo, you said that Moisar HaPesach Shlomim. The Mishnah said that Moisar HaPesach is Shlomim. Answers the Gemara, Omreb Avon Mishanin Dovar Shu La'achilo L'Dovar Shu La'achilo. When the korban Pesach, which is shaloi bezmanoi, what do we change it to? We change, since the korban Pesach is something that was eaten by people, we'd rather change it to a shlomim, which is also eaten, rather ve'in mashanin dovah shu la'achila, le'dovah she'inu la'achila. If we can choose whether ve'im min hatzoin korbonoi, which is referring to korban Pesach, whether we use one posuk that says lezevach shlomim, or a different posuk that says la'oila, we'd rather take the shlomim, because oila is not eaten by people. We'd rather compare Pesach to shlomim. Omer Biyosi Bar Bun, Biyosi Bar Bun gives a different logic why we choose shlomim. Meshanim kochim kalim l'shem kochim kalim vein meshanim kochim kalim l'shem kochi kochim. There's another common denominator between korban Pesach and shlomim, which does not exist between korban Pesach and oilo, and that is that they're both considered kochim kalim, with all the halachos of kochim kalim. And oilo is kochi kochim, with its own set of halachos, and therefore we'd prefer to compare, to transform a korban Pesach into a shlomim rather than oilo. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan said, Aldo olil Reb Chanina, on the following Reb Chanina voiced observation. And he objected. De Inun Omrin, the people in Bovel, they said, Ein ha-Pesach mishtane l'shem shlomim, Elohim kein shochatoi l'shem shlomim. If you take a korban Pesach, shaloi bezmanoi, either before Pesach or after Pesach, and you shecht it either before Erev Pesach, more accurately, or afterwards, and you shecht it l'shem shlomim, that's when Moisar shlomim becomes shlomim. But if you, for example, if you shecht a korban Pesach l'shem oila, that not, then we don't say Moisar shlomim is shlomim, Moisar Pesach is shlomim. V'ani oimer, and Rav Chanina argued with that, and he says, afilo shechte l'shem oila, even if the korban Pesach sheloi bezmanoi was shechted l'shem oila, it also has the status of a shlomim. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Ila, Talmud Rabbi Yechanan, the source for what Rabbi Yechanan, or what he said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, that even when you shecht a korban Pesach shlei bezmanoi l'shem oila, it's also considered moisar pesach and is a shlomim, because the pasuk says im min atzoin korbanoi, that this korban Pesach, which is brought exclusively from all type of flock, namely a korban Pesach, l'zevach shlomim, anything you shecht it for, shlomim. The final conclusion is going to be, this is a shlomim. Kol shul zevach, anything that this korban Pesach shlei bezmanoi is shechted for, even l'shem oila, bo shlomim, is offered up as a shlomim. Continues the Gemara, u'mishtane l'machsheves psul, what happens if, when you brought up this korban Pesach shlei bezmanoi, l'shem oila, but besides for thinking it's l'shem oila, you also had in mind a different psul. You intended sprinkling the blood the next day. That is a serious issa, and it's called pigul. I mean, if somebody brings a korban and he says that I'm shechting this korban in order to sprinkle the blood or to put the imurim on the mizbech tomorrow, then that's called pigul. And if somebody eats it, he's chayev koros. The question is, what happens if this korban Pesach shlei bezmanoi was shechted l'shem oila, but it was shechted with a machsheves psul? He had in mind this machshava to sprinkle the blood the following day. Asks the Gemara, Heich avida, what type of machsheves psul are you talking about here? Says the Gemara, shechto l'shem oila al menos lizreik doma l'mochar. I shechted it l'shem oila in order to put the blood on the mizbeach the next day. That's called a machsheves psul. So the Gemara says, I don't understand your question. What's the difference if this is l'shem oila, if you shechted it l'shem oila, whose blood is going to be sprinkled the next day? Mikol mokim posul hu. Even if you shechted this korban Pesach l'shem shlomim, with the intentions of sprinkling the blood the next day, it's also going to be psul. This is a machsheves psul. The blood has to be sprinkled that day. So what's the difference if it's l'shem oila or if it's l'shem chatos, or if it's, sorry, l'shem shlomim? Either way, the korban is going to be posul. Says the Gemara, you're right, of course the Gemara is going to be posel. However, the question is the virtue of the fact that I shechted this korban Pesach shalei bizmanoi l'shem oila, besides for it being a machsheves psul, because I intended to sprinkle the blood the next day, is that, besides for that issue, is the fact that I did it l'shem oila also an added issue? What's the difference if it's an added issue? Yes, because we have a halacha in Hilchas Pigul that the only time where you actually get koros if you eat the pigul is if the only issue with the animal is just pigul. But when you have another issue with the korban besides for pigul, then even though it's still osa to eat the korban, but if you eat it, it won't be chayev koros. That's the question. In Toimer, if we say that mishtane lemachsheves psul, if you say that having in mind l'shem oila is in and of its own right a psul, then posul. It's only going to be posul, but it's not going to be pigul. Avol in toimer, but if you, but if not avol, but in toimer, if you say ein mishtane l'machsheves psul, that virtue of the fact that you shechted the Pesach l'shem oila is not considered a psul, then pigul. Then the fact that you had in mind that you're going to sprinkle the blood shelo bizmanoi is a regular pigul. And if somebody eats it, it's going to be chayev koros. Continues the Gemara. L'shmoi v'l'sheloi l'shmoi b'shari mois hashona. If somebody shechts a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, what's the l'shmoi? L'shem korban Pesach, it's kosher. You shecht on Erev Pesach afternoon, sheloi l'shmoi, not for the Pesach, it's possible. If it's sheloi bizmanoi, that means all other days in the year besides for Erev Pesach afternoon, l'shmoi, shechting it l'shem Pesach, is a problem. Shaloi lishmoi, shechting it for shlomim, for a different carbon, that's kosher. That's what it's supposed to be. Moisar Pesach is shlomim. The question is, what happens if the whole year he shechts a carbon Pesach and he has two things in mind? Lishmoi, also l'shem Pesach, and also shloi lishmoi, also l'shem shlomim. B'shayi moisar shana. So says the Gemara, Rebun bar Chia b'shem Shmuel bar Abba, they said as follows. They said that Mikivan Sha'omar Shaloi Lishmoi, since besides of having Lishmoi, which is Lishem Pesach, he also had in mind Shaloi Lishmoi, he also said Shaloi Lishmoi. Now say it's as if Kashaychet Bishtika v'Shaloi Lishmoi v'Hu Kosher. It's like it's as if he shechted it only Shaloi Lishmoi, which means only Lishem Shlomim, and it's kosher. Why? Because every Korban Pesach, the pashtus, the stoma, is that it's L'Shem Pesach. And when you have in mind L'Shem Shlomim, it's as if you're saying that even though the stoma is L'Shem Pesach, I'm shechting it L'Shem Shlomim, and it's kosher. Every Korban Pesach Shloi Bizmanoi. That's what it means. I'm shechting something which is a Korban Pesach L'Shem Shlomim. So in the same way as a stoma, which you then say is L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Shlomim, sorry, is kosher, so too, if you say L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Shlomim, it's exactly the same. It's as if saying L'Shem Pesach, this is really a Pesach, and I'm shechting it L'Shem Shlomim, and it's kosher. It says, Na'ase kashoychet v'shtiko v'shaloi l'shmoi v'hu kosher. And it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Omru Leh, they asked Rav Bun, if it's true, Im Kenhu, if what you're saying is right, that it makes no difference if you said explicitly that Lishmoi, that you're shechting the Korban Pesach before Pesach, where it's Stoma L'Shem Pesach, and it doesn't make a difference if you said Lishmoi L'Shem Pesach, V'Shaloi Lishmoi, and L'Shem Shlomim, or if it was just Stoma L'Shem Pesach, and then you said Shaloi Lishmoi, which is your regular Moisar HaPesach, which is a Shlomim, it makes no difference if you said it or not. If that's true, Afilu Shochatoi Lishmoi, even in the case where he did the whole Shechita explicitly L'Shem Pesach, Al Menos Lizreg Domoi, with the intentions of sprinkling the blood, Shaloi Lishmoi, sprinkling the blood L'Shem Shlomim, then why don't you say that it's Yaseh Mishor Shoino, that the fact that he said that the Shechita was L'Shem Pesach, was Lishmoi, that it's as if he didn't say that the Shechita was Lishmo. It's as if it was just, he was kept quiet, as if it was just the stoma. It's that Afilu Shochatoi Lishmoi, Amanos Lizrak Domo Shloi Lishmoi, Yaseh Mishor Shoino, Kashochatoi Lishmoi, V'Lishloi Lishmoi, V'Yei Kosher. And in that case, it could well be that a Shechita that you do Bestoma, and we know that Stoma is L'Shem Pesach, and then you do the Zrika L'Shem Shlomim, that it's kosher. And according to Rev Bun, even if you don't do the Shechita B'Shtika, you actually say that you're doing the Shechita L'Shem Psochim, according to what Rev Bun said, that makes no difference if you verbalize the Stoma or you don't verbalize it, it's the same. Omer of Abba Mori. Rav Abba Mori answered, he said, no, minole. How do you know that it's true that? It could be that if you have a whole avoida b'shtika kosher, who told you that when you have the whole avoida of shchita, which is in silence, who said it's kosher? Let's say that it's true, that what you said, that it makes no difference whether you verbalize the Lishmo, the L'Shem Pesach, or you don't verbalize it. But that might only be true when you have part of the Avoida. For example, you do the Shechita, Lishmoi v'Shaloi Lishmoi. But when you have a whole Avoida, just B'Shtika, in that case, who told you it's kosher? Maybe Dilma B'Shtika is possible. If you do a whole Avoida B'Shtika, and there's a Stoma that says that it's L'Shem Pesach, maybe it'll be possible, even though you had the intentions to do the Zrika L'Shem Shlomim, since it's not Erev Pesach in the afternoon, maybe it will be possible. It doesn't matter whether verbalizing or not verbalizing is the same, but here you have an entire Shechita where you didn't have any Shaloi Lishmo, there was no part of the Shechita that was L'Shem Shlomim. In that case, it could be it's completely possible. So there's no question against Rav Bun. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.